This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
It's 1 o'clock in Pittsburgh. Normally, we talk to our next guest at 11 o'clock, but I can tell he's been out in the sun, Austin. He's got a nice tan going. He's
great
the,
tan.
He's got the beard going. He's enjoying life. It's Tyler Kennedy. 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 I'll even give you a third Kennedy. How are you, TK?
I'm doing great. I've been spending a lot of time on the course. Not so much me golfing, but my little guy. My little TK,
he loves it.
Yeah, he's starting to like get a swing. He's starting to like it. Like he's asking me to go.
How old is he now?
He's 6, turning 7 this year.
Yeah, well, that's a good age.
Yeah.
You know, I start to understand, does he watch golf?
No, he doesn't watch golf. He just
get him starting to watch golf. It might be interesting. Then he sees more of what you're trying to tell him.
Well, so when I go with him, I can't, like, he'll literally say, Dad, shut up. Because I have a hard time shutting my mouth because I just see so many imperfections with, like, you know, just him golfing
yeah,
and all
six.
That
you
stuff.
You can't go crazy on him.
Exactly. And he sometimes just turns around like, Dad, just shut up. Let me just golf. So I really never let him, like, give him any instructions, maybe here and there. But, you know, it's just that club in your hand, getting that feel around. Even for those little guys, like, if you can hit straight and not go in the rough, You can do pretty well.
Yeah, stay away from the trouble. Actually, what you should get is Joe Starkey to be his teacher.
Right oh, now. Boy.
Because Joe always has new swing thoughts and new. In fact, he has like 6,000 of them in his head all at the same time. So he can give them to him and confuse him even more.
Oh, he'd be so. he'd come back crying after 9 holes. Joe would be walking. TK would be crying. They'd probably leave their stuff on the 8th hole going, I'm done.
All right, Tyler's here. I want to talk about something that we've been mentioning earlier. Greg Wyshynski, who writes for ESPN, said that he thinks Sidney Crosby will end up, not in Pittsburgh, but in Montreal. So when you hear wow. something like that, and I just told Austin before, I'm not one to say never on anything because you never know. Things can change. But what is the likelihood of that happening? And create a scenario for me under which it would happen.
Well, I think it's very unlikely because there's two options. He'd either go play with Nate Dogg in Colorado or Montreal. And I know Montreal always had a soft spot for Sidney Crosby because Sid's dad was part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Being so close to Montreal, he grew up watching the Canadiens. Like, I would think if there was a team that he would be open to, it would be the Montreal Canadiens compared to any other team in the NHL. For this to happen, one, it's got to be okayed by Sid. And two, this team's got to do so bad that Sid wants out. You know,
right.
they don't win one game. They're frustrating. They're not playing him how he should be played. You know, it turns into a little bit of a mess where he wants out. But knowing Sid, knowing how loyal he is to the team, to his former players, to his teammates, Sid, I don't think, would ever bail on Pittsburgh and go to a team that's up. You know, Montreal is the up-and-coming team.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And just acquired Dobson from the Islanders to go along with Lane, their other guy. They have really good young players.
Mm-hmm. And that's attractive for him. But, you know, when you think of Ray Bourque and when he left Boston to go to Colorado, it leaves such a, like a kind of like a black spot on your career chasing something. you know, and I don't think Sid would ever jeopardize his reputation and all that to go play for a team for a year or two. I just don't think it's worth it for him to do that. He's got too much of a legendary career with Pittsburgh to change it last minute and go to Montreal. But saying that, if there was a team, it would be Montreal.
Yeah, and again, it would take something out of the ordinary to prompt this move. He is a competitive person. I don't think he likes the fact they haven't played playoff hockey in 3 years, which is why he's involved in Four Nations. He's going to be in the Olympics. That's the kind of stuff he needs.
Right.
He can get it there. He's not guaranteed of getting it here. And I really hope that we see another opportunity with Crosby and this team, even with Malkin in his last year, just get into the playoffs. I want to see what they would do in the playoffs one final time at least.
Yeah, but for the future, if they made playoffs, and I think they need to make playoffs too, I think we need to get that little bit of a excitement back in hockey in Pittsburgh, because we've kind of lost it a little bit just because they haven't done so well. But with this new kid coming up, and he's supposed to be kind of like the next great one.
Gavin McKenna?
Gavin, yeah.
Going to Penn State.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? He left his junior team to go there for
$700K. So breaking that down, so in junior hockey, this is insane how they pay junior hockey. So when I was in junior hockey, that's across all Canadian junior leagues, the top leagues, you get $200 every 2 weeks. Like, that's your stipend.
Even now, today?
I think it might be $250. Like, it's a joke, you know, like, that they pay you that. I know it's something, and I know someone was trying to create a union, be like, guys, you're selling out stadiums, this and that, and you're paying these guys $250. Like, they can't even live off that. So he's leaving that to get $700,000.
At an up-and-coming program.
In an up-and-coming program that's has endless money because of the football team and how well they did this year at the Frozen Four. And when you think of the Western Hockey League has the worst travel of any sport anywhere traveling. Like, when they jump on a bus to go play a team, it's like 8 to 10 hours. They have like 24-hour road trips sometimes to go play a team. Like, imagine jumping on a bus and you're not getting there the next day to go play a team. Like, that would be insanity. And then you have a team like the Penn State calling you, going, here's $700,000. We're only going to play it. How many games do they play in college?
Yeah, it's season's worth based on their, you know.
Right, it's like 20 games.
28, I was going to say. Something like that, yeah.
What is it?
It's close to 30 games.
30 games. And in junior, you're playing probably 72 games. So,
and you're taking buses on 8 to 10 hours.
And you're getting paid $200 every 2 weeks compared to $700,000 with 30 games for his career. It was a right move because I think he's preserving his body. He's building the strength. He's getting that foundation to play against really good players. And he doesn't have to travel that much. We all know he's going first overall next year. Right. He's the guy to get. He would be a
guy.
But
it would take being in the lottery, which you can make a case of Penguins will be in that lottery. And exactly. Then it's about getting lucky.
Would you trade Sid for him?
Would I trade Sid for him?
If someone's like the Montreal, no one's going to trade him for Sid.
No, I mean, he's the future.
Yeah,
and as much as Sidney Crosby is iconic and everything he's done, there is an end of the line coming up, which is why I want to see him in the playoffs one more time. To that end, I want to get your assessment on two things. The Penguins draft, so they got a lot of names. I don't know how many of them will pan out, but they got 3 number one picks, which is something we haven't seen here probably in a long time. What is your thought about what Kyle Dubas is doing and how he's done so far in this first off season where he's had a lot of draft picks to work with?
Well, I think he's building up. I thought he had a pretty good draft. It wasn't something that it blew my socks off where I was like, oh, we got this guy, we got that guy. But getting 3 first rounders is a big move, right? Mm-hmm. And when you think of the first guy, I was like, oh, I don't know much about him. But then when I looked at the second 2 first rounders, what I really liked is that they're those big power forwards that the Penguins have been dying for. The Penguins need a big, powerful forward. Like, every team has one, and it's finally starting to get some attention. Like, we need these future guys to be big, powerful, power-driving forwards that we haven't had. So getting those 2 guys is great. And then once you go past the fourth round, you're kind of looking for that diamond in the rough. The guy that hasn't really developed, or the guy that hasn't really figured it out to hopefully figure it out and become, you know, an undercover all-star, or like a Brian Rust, or a guy like that.
Gensel.
Or a Gensel, you know.
Or any of those guys, yeah.
You're hoping you find, but I think there's a lot of attention on those first three rounders, which is so nice to see. But I don't really think the draft was that strong. I think next year's draft is really strong with this guy, this Gavin coming.
Yeah, even beyond him, there are like five other guys. So
that will be really exciting to see. And I think, like you said, we will be in the mix for it. I just might not be excited to watch that all year. You know, it's going to be, I have a feeling it's going to be a tough year, because Kyle Dubas, I don't think he's trying to win next year and get in the playoffs. I think he's got a plan. So when Sidney Crosby, those core guys leave, he's got guys there that are kind of pushing into playoffs. That's what I think. I think he's trying to figure out a plan to keep hockey alive, keep hockey exciting when those top three guys leave.
And in the meantime, those three guys are still here, at least Malkin for one more year. They can always use that as the drawing card. You know, come to see these guys play. You never know what you're going to see on a nightly basis. Greatness on display. And they'll still sell tickets because of that. It may not be sellout crowds, but they're going to get what they got to get. So, but as far as, you know, looking at their roster here, they just got through this developmental camp. When they get into training camp, the goaltender situation is still an interesting one to me, because I don't think they can move off of Jari. So, right? Just by that reasoning, he's going to be your starting goaltender. Which of these two, though, behind him, do you think has a better shot now that Nedeljkovic is gone? Is it Blomqvist or is it Muroshov to be the backup and maybe the heir apparent in time?
Well, I hate to say that. I think it's Muroshov. Blomqvist, when he came up, like, he played well. I thought he played really well. He kept him in some games, but some of those goals that were scored on him, where I was just like, he's not ready. You can't have a guy like Mitch Marner coming down the wing in Toronto and blowing it by you from above the top of the circles. Like, that's you can't have that as a goalie. And I did a hockey camp in Wheeling, and when I talked to their staff down in Wheeling, they had nothing but unbelievable things about this Muroshov. And they're like, he might not make every save, but he's so good at making the ones that count, the ones that swing games to your momentum, the ones that mean a lot. So, and they say he's almost like a rink rat. He always wants to do tape. He always wants to do extra on the ice.
They actually like that.
They almost have to back him off because he's so ingrained in trying to get to the next level. So I think it's going to be a great little dogfight for it, and I think that's good. If those two guys do well and Jari doesn't, like, what do you do?
Well, if you're looking for the future, I mean, you got to pay Jari one way or the other.
I know.
I just hope he does well for this reason. I hope Jari does well. He starts well, and somebody out there needs goaltending help and realizes there's one less year maybe to worry about his pay, although at $5 million, that's not that much in this day and age, is it, for goaltenders?
That's like a backup goaltender right now, like a really good backup.
And someone may believe in him and say, okay, we'll bring him here. We'll change him around, whatever the case may be. You brought up Mitch Marner's name. What did you think about him signing with Vegas? Vegas seems to be the place that they love the shiny toys. They bring them all in, you know, starting with their expansion draft. And he, along with who's he going to play with? Probably Mark Stone will be on that
Eichel,
line.
Like, there's
Jack Eichel, him, and yeah, that'll be a line. How much of a difference does he make for them? Because he didn't make all that much difference for Toronto. They were good, but they didn't do what they ultimately wanted to do.
Well, in Toronto, he had so many eyes, so much pressure on him to do it all. You know, like, I know there was Matthews, but Matthews and Mitch Marner and Nylander had all the pressure, and there was just so much attention around that team. I think when he goes to Vegas and he doesn't have that crazy media attention, he can just play his game. You have a bad game, they're not all over you. I think he's going to excel there. I think he's going to have a real good year. I think he's going to play pretty good in the first year. I think it's going to be hard for him to adjust to the way the Western Hockey League or the Western teams play. The West plays a real heavy, heavy game.
Very heavy.
Where the East play more of a high skill running,
which is why he did well in Toronto, I thought.
Exactly. And that's his game. Guys. So when you go out West, it'll be interesting to see how he does, because his game doesn't mold that heavy game, right? Like
right.
When you think of like Corey Perry's, all those guys, even JT Miller when he was in Vancouver, like they play a heavy game. And I'm not sure if Mitch Marner's game's going to excel or it's going to hurt because he's not used to that kind of the grinding game. They want to grind you down low. But for him finding a better game, I think it's the right place. Like going to Vegas is one of the coolest places to live from what I'm hearing. Obviously, once you get off the strip and you find a home, every house has got a great pool. Every house has got an unbelievable everything. And then when you go for dinner, you want to go to concerts. Like your connections are so crazy there that like people are like, this is like unbelievable. And then you see the games. The games are like a circus. The games are like unbelievable. I'm actually doing a hockey camp out there in 2 weeks.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. I do a hockey camp.
Remember T-Mobile Derek Arena. England? Yeah.
So Derek Ings.
Oh, yeah. He's big. He's still in. Is he part of the Vegas front office or in some capacity, right?
Yeah. He's like their Swiss Army knife. Yeah. If they need someone to go show up to like a kid's hospital, if he needs someone to do like the learn to play, he does everything.
And I remember he was the guy who, when they had that horrific shooting out there,
he did the speech.
He did the speech when they first, and it was really moving to me. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been out there forever, so when we go out there, he comes on the ice. It's awesome. You know, whenever you see an old teammate, we got old stories. And then we started getting, like, Ryan Reeves' kid comes out. Ryan comes out. Like, we have all, like, these players that are around there. And Paul Stastny. It's really cool, you know, because we have people coming from everywhere to go to this camp. I had people from Dubai, Russia. And it's just, like, when people want to travel, they're like, where do we go? Do we go to, like, you know, Detroit or do we go to Vegas? Stay on the strip, let their kid play for 3 hours, send him home, he's tired, and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cool
experience. There's a lot of selling points. There's no question about that with all those sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, I'm going to play a little case of looking ahead here because we have a list. I went back and I looked at free agency next year. So in after this coming season, these guys are going to be technically free agents. And I'm going to start with Connor McDavid, only because his contract is up. He has not, now he knows the Drysdale has a big, long deal. He knows that some of those guys are there, and they have come close. Twice in a row now, they've gone to Stanley Cup Finals and lost. He may want them to upgrade in goal. Mm-hmm. What are the chances he goes actually into free agency, or do you think he'll sign before he ever gets to that point?
Well, I think this year means a lot. I think he's kind of holding his cards tight to his chest. And I think he's trying to figure out the direction. Are they going to try to make some real moves to find a goalie, to find defense, to find some supporting cast? Because when you watch the finals this year, like after him and Draisaitl, the team was barely a Stanley Cup team. Let's be honest. Even after...
Well, they had a match. Florida just dominated them.
Dominated.
And I would say that about any team probably that Florida was playing, right? Because they were that good.
But, like, I think Carolina Hurricanes would have beat Edmonton.
Hmm.
I think if you can shut down McDavid and Draisaitl, that, which is the hardest thing to do in hockey right now, after that, their third and fourth line, like, half the time I didn't even know who those guys were. They're, you know, the washed-up guy, who's got that $600, $1 million contract.
But they do have Zach Hyman, who's a 50-goal scorer.
But he was injured
a little bit, yes.
And that was a huge loss, and you kind of forget about him. But they need other guys. Like, Florida's going back to the finals. And when you play Florida, they're rolling four lines, and their four lines know exactly how to roll. You know, I think Edmonton Oilers with McDavid and Draisaitl is the best line in hockey. What hurts them is, like, once we get past them, we can beat this team, you know? So I think he's letting management speak of what he wants to do.
You don't expect him to sign before then?
No, I don't think. I think he really, at his point in his career, everyone knows he's the best player in hockey. Right? I think he's got the respect being, all right, let me see. Show me a better team on the ice. Show me a goalie that's going to keep us in a game. You know, a couple of those goals that were in the finals, like, it's almost unacceptable.
Pickard and Skinner both had their moments of their shining, but they also gave up critical goals at critical times.
If they want to win, when you look at Bob Gross, you need consistency. And those two goalies didn't have it. And go to any Stanley Cup winner, you know who your starter is from the game one. And when you're switching goalies, you're switching lines. You can take one guy out, add one guy if, you know, third or fourth line guy's not playing well. But I felt like Edmonton was taking three or four guys out, putting three or four guys in.
Yeah,
like,
they were looking for magic.
Magic. They were trying to make, you know what, a something. And I can see McDavid.
One of those guys was Kapanen, by the way. He got into their lineup.
And he played pretty well. He just signed again.
They were looking for a spark, and he gave it to him.
He just signed a two-year deal. But I don't think you win with guys like Kapanen. I really don't. I think you win with guys like Marchand. Kapanen, what do you put him on the fourth line? But he doesn't play like a fourth line guy. He needs to play the top two lines to be effective. Yeah. You know, I can see him. Like, think of, like, the other unbelievable player, the one of the, you know, the great one. He was in Edmonton. What happened to him? You know?
Well, it got to a point where he just, And that's why I don't rule anything out. You mentioned goaltenders. I'm going to mention two goaltenders who will be free agents after this coming season. Bobrovsky. They've signed everyone else down there. Would they sign him again before he gets to free agency? And the other one is Philip Gustafson, who used to be here and was traded for Derek Brassard. He's been the number one guy in Minnesota. The Wild love him. Billy Guerin loves him. But he's going to command some big money if he has another good year. If you're the Penguins, would you look in his direction for a reunion to bring back Philip Gustafson if he ever gets to that point?
Yeah, we have to make a move for a goalie. And I think you have to go after guys. But I think when you look around the league, and I think everyone watched how the finals went and how valuable Bobrovsky was, he's going to be probably the highest paid goalie.
He is already, isn't he? Or did the guy in New York, Shesterkin, did he get more? Bobrovsky, I remember, signed for like $10 million a year. And then they still drafted Spencer Knight, and then he didn't work out, and they traded him.
The guy in New York, I think, signed for like 11 and a half, because they were talking about, you know, the top guys are making 11, 12. He's like, I'm their top guy, you know?
Yeah.
We have a lot of draft picks. We got a lot of money, right, to spare. Let's see what happens with Carlson. You know, you hear a lot of rumors that he might be going maybe to Toronto, maybe to go back to
This would
Ottawa.
Be his choice, though, right?
Yeah.
Because he has to sign off on it, whatever it may be.
But, you like, especially him, though, like, going back to Ottawa would be a good move. Like, that's where he started his career. He's got a name. It's kind of like his send off, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Well, there are a lot of names on this list. I'll just throw them all out. Austin, I don't know how you feel about any of these guys as far as Penguins.
Yeah.
And TK, I think if their goalie is still unsolved, Gustafson would become somebody I'd be interested in because they know him well. They've had him in the organization. Jack Eichel could become a free agent. That's going to be interesting. He'll have a big year, I would think, playing with those guys. Kirill Kaprizov. So Billy Guerin has Gustafson and him to worry about. So he's a star player. Kyle Connor from the Jets is a free agent after next year. Martin Necas is one of them. Adrian Kempe, who's been a four-time 35-plus goal scorer with the Kings. There are a lot of names. If the Penguins can figure out some guys coming into their system right now, if you're looking to spend money, you have money to spend, which they will, there are a lot of guys who can be there if you're willing to go that direction.
Yeah, especially every guy you
They're going to cut a lot of money.
Yeah, they're getting you know, 10, 11 plus.
But you gotta, if you're going to play the game, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to spend money. They nitpicked this free agents crafted system they just had. Who'd they bring in this year? Any big names?
No.
Not many. It's been a
normally
at free agency. Normally, the Penguins are always big name, you know, targeting guys.
That's
and
why
they didn't do it this year because they don't have a reason to do it. That, that wouldn't work with their rebuild.
Exactly, and that's why I think it's like a 3 or 4 years down the road where they're trying to build the team up. You know, but
in that time, if you develop three guys who you can really build around or four, and then you can add somebody to the mix who's a high priced guy to bring them over the top. That's what free agency should be. It should be somebody who takes you to the next level.
Yep.
You have to have the foundation in place. You can't just go out and get Mitch Marner and throw him into this group and say, okay, go out and score 40 goals.
Right.
You may not get that. I mean, with Crosby, he could, but you know what I mean. It's tough to do.
Right.
So you got to have a foundation there.
Like, Jack Eichel would be great, but you're getting a guy that's kind of at the end of his career. You know, he's had a lot of injuries. He's on the back nine, I would say, at the start of the back nine. Like, he's, again, had a great career. Kiprusoff or the guy in...
Kaprizov, yeah.
Kaprizov. I think he's great, but I don't think he is the star power that would be the guy. Even though he is in Minnesota, I don't think you can build a team around him. Even though he scores, you know, 35-plus a year, he's their guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he would do with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think he's kind of built for the East, how the way the East plays, high-flying, you know.
Yeah, and he's a magician with a puck, too. He
exactly.
can do some really good stuff.
I think you do need to trade for a guy that's going to be your rock, to have at least one rock that, you know, is going to play with Brian Russ, going to play with some guys. But is he out there? I don't know. And I don't think those teams are going to let guys like that walk. And when you look around the league, there's going to be a lineup of teams going after those guys. That have a sniff.
That are making, closer, too, right, to
that
winning.
Are closer, exactly. Like the Ottawa Senators would probably go after
team.
One of those guys.
Montreal could do it.
Montreal. Like, there's a lot of teams, and right now, what's the selling point of Pittsburgh? You know the top three guys are leaving soon. And then you're like, but as a young guy, if you're a stud, you're like, you know, I might play a lot, right? This might be me where you get an opportunity to put up some points where you get paid. You know, so it depends how you think of it, but if you're coming here to try to win and stuff and you're like a guy like Eichel who's like, I want to get one more cup, the Penguins probably aren't the right fit for you right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud. my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.